Senator Ron Johnson was at the Monona Terrace in Madison today to talk about Mitt Romney's plan to strengthen the middle class. WTDY's Dylan Brogan was supposed to cover the event, which was open to the press, but a Romney spokesperson asked the police to escort him out of the building instead. Dylan had tape rolling and explains what happened.
I'm going to ask you to wait outside for just a few moments until Ben gets here.
Okay, what is that?
That's what he asked.
Just me?
That's what he asked me. Sorry about that.
Well, I'll let this fine reporter in there.
Yeah.
Was that both of us?
Nope, just me.
When Wisconsin Communications Director for the Romney campaign, Ben Sparks, arrived, I was told that I was not allowed to cover the event with Senator Johnson because WTDY morning host Sly in the Morning protested a previous campaign event for Mitt Romney in Janesville.
He reflects poorly on you. You work for that organization and you suffer the consequences. That's how it's going to work. Now, we're not going to discuss this anymore. You cannot cover the event.
Sparks acknowledged that I was not involved in that protest, but said Sly's affiliation with WTDY was enough reason to bar me from this event.
I'm just saying you can't come in, that's all.
Why?
Because I said so. Your organization protested us with Chinese flags last time.
Sly protested you.
You're guilty by association, then.
When I asked whether I could wait outside the room where Senator Johnson was speaking, I was told no, and then a Madison police officer took my arm and walked me out of the building.
I can physically take you out if that's what you want.
Dylan Brogan, WTDY News.
In addition to being the host of this show, I'm also WTDY's news director. I'd like to say that it's unfortunate that our reporter was singled out and prevented from covering Senator Johnson's speech when his only offense was walking into the building with a press pass bearing the WTDY logo. All other local media wishing to cover the event were allowed in.